The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat?' or 'What are we to drink?' or 'What are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's really a beautiful scene that we have in front of us today. Such consoling words, I think, that Jesus gives us. And if nothing else, in hearing these words, we'd have to see Jesus as fundamentally a happy person. I can imagine that. If Jesus fundamentally a happy person. And Jesus calls us then to share in his own happiness. And not simply as though this were good advice, right? He's kind of telling us how to make it happen. But that he's breathing his life into us here and now. He's mediating for us, right? He's taking our prayers, he's taking our hearts, and he's offering them with himself to God so that we might experience his happiness here and now. He's bringing us into the happiness of God. And what does it take to experience this happiness that Jesus wants us to experience today, but trust in God? But trust. Here I'm thinking, there's an image, it's actually a memory of mine, and none all too pleasant, but a memory of mine was in Italy, and just happened to be because my friends dragged me at a medieval castle. And I'm not too terribly fond of old buildings, but this present building excluded, not to offend, I'm not terribly fond of old buildings. I start to think about who was it who put these stones on top of stones, and when is this building going to fall down, right? And, you know, this building had been about 1,000 years, and I'm looking up, okay, my friends, let's go to the top. So yeah. Let's go to the top, okay. And you look up there and it's like, right, just that bit too high, maybe a step or two too high. It's okay, fine, but I'm not a coward, right? So I've got to go with them. I'm not a coward. And we start up. And it's not, you know, like those wide staircases. Have you ever been up a turret? One of those turrets that, like, if there's anything to hold on to, it's a rope that's coming down the middle, right? This one didn't even have a rope. I'm walking up, and I start to think, how high is this? This is unreal. How high is this? And I look up, right, and immediately lose my lose my balance. I didn't fall, don't worry, I'm not spoiled. I didn't look up, get dizzy. And I say, I didn't fall into a panic, but it was panic inducing. Right, we know what that is, we know what that's like. So I'm looking up and I'm getting dizzy. So okay, fine, like down is better, down. And I look down, and I go, look how far I'm gonna fall, right? And look at all the people running up behind me. There's no way out of this, okay? And it's like, what can I do? Say a quick prayer, right? Bring myself into the present and look at that next step, right? Look at that next step and take it. Get to that next step, look at the next one, take it. One step, however many hundreds of steps it was, right? And it becomes painful. Just look at that step and take it. Looking up, dizzy, I can't get there. And looking down, there's no recourse, right? Just more dizziness. But keep my eyes fixed on that present, on the one thing that the only thing, in fact, think about it. The only thing that I could do, and the only thing I had to do, was take that next step. I didn't need to see a mile ahead. And what lay behind didn't matter. It didn't influence the way I'd take that step. But one step at a time. But in the present, right? And this is what Jesus is asking of us today. This is the roadmap that he's giving us. To be in the present. To be surrounded, as we are, in the present moment with the love of God. To experience his, say, providential care, which just means that he's got a plan. And we're part of it. And if we focus on him and we entrust ourselves to him there in his plan, everything's all right. Everything's all right. All is well and all will be well. But that's not to say that we get to experience things the way we want to. Right? It's not to say that because God's love surrounds us, we're going to get everything that we want. It's to say that if we focus on God, on his kingdom, on his love and his mercy, we'll be well taken care of in his plan. But think of it this way, and Jesus says, right, we can't serve two masters, can't serve God and mammon. And even if we were to give ourselves to mammon, if we were to give ourselves to any pursuit other than God, it wouldn't even be able to make sense of itself. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we pursue all kinds of things and our own dreams and desires and the rest. And even if and when we get there, we don't know what to make of it. But if we give ourselves over to God, he makes sense of it all. And he makes sense not only of our riches or our poverty, he makes sense also of our suffering. Jesus makes sense of our entire lives. And I think of this, again, it's not good advice. It's good news. Because Jesus has gone before us that way. Yeah, he's the happiest person who ever existed. And the sufferings that he bore, they did nothing to erode that happiness. They did nothing to erode that trust in God that brought him happiness. And I think then of this turn of phrase, for lack of a better word, of Mother Teresa, because all these things are connected with success, are they not? They think about what we're wearing, what we look like, how good my haircut is, we live in Bhutan, people. We're not going to have a good hair day. It's not going to walk out that door today. You're not, even if you think you got one now, right? It's not going to, it's ephemeral. It's gone. It's here and it's gone, right? But what is success in the grand scheme of things? And I just remember that quote from Mother Teresa. We're not called to be successful. We're called to be faithful. And if we're faithful, we're happy. It's that simple. And so, my friends, be happy today. And don't worry. God's got it.